On May 7th, Antioch College had a community presentation on their controversial five-year plan to expand their farm and build a solar array onto the golf course. Yellow Springs residents have traditionally used the land as a place for open space. Antioch College President Mark Roosevelt began the presentation.
Good evening, and thank you for coming. I think I've learned that the secret to getting a good turnout at an event like this is to have a very large panel with a lot of family members.
The presentation started off on a lighthearted note, but once residents began to speak, things became somewhat heated.
I'm asking each and every one of you in here, how would you like to have cow and pig waste in your backyard? Don't lie, say, oh, I will in mine, because you're lying.
That was Yellow Springs resident Betty Ford, and she wasn't the only one to speak out against the farm. Villager Steve Hetzler, as well as many others, were displeased with the college's plans.
But if you're going to put animals there, it's going to be unsightly, and they're going to have a cyclone fence around it, more than concrete, because pigs like to dig under fences and so do chickens.
The most controversial component of Antioch's vision for South Campus is the plan to put more animals on the farm. Right now, the college has about 50 chickens and ducks, as well as a small number of sheep. However, the college wants to get about 150 chickens and ducks, 40 ewes, 30 goats, 5 pigs, and 2 cows. The college also plans to expand its vegetable gardens and create a so-called food forest, which is a sustainable farming method that aims to replicate natural systems. I went out to the farm to see it for myself and talked to the manager, Kat Christian, about the farm and what it's going to look like if the college moves forward with its plans.
So those are the chickens. They're grazing on pasture. We just moved them to some fresh ground. And over here are the lambs that we got about 3 weeks ago, and they're also out grazing happily in the grass. Over there is where we'd like to put the solar panels. We're looking at about...
Antioch is planning on putting a 4.7-acre, 1-megawatt solar array onto the golf course as part of their goal to leave a net-zero carbon footprint. Some villagers are concerned that the array will create an industrial atmosphere around the golf course, but the college has plans to beautify it by putting art on the fence surrounding the array. The farm and the array will be open to the public via walking trails that will go through the golf course.
Accessible to the public along the trails and stuff, so it should be a really, really beautiful farm.
Antioch student, farm worker, and farm board member Marianthi Bickett is very happy to have a farm on campus.
It's really nice to be able to go out to the farm and be doing something that's really physical and, like, immediately gratifying, harvesting something that I'm going to go eat later in the dining hall. It's very cool.
However, some residents still remain displeased with the college. In fact, some of them have started a group called the Yellow Springs Open Space Coalition in opposition to the farm. I asked villager and coalition member Mike Kelly how the group feels about the college's plans for the golf course.
We have a very strong connection and a spiritual connection to the place, and the disruption with the cutting down of the trees and the large equipment is it's very disturbing for us. Our stance is we'd like to see it remain open and available to the public the same way it's been since 1930, which means we don't want a lot of large animals and we'd prefer not the solar array.
In order for Antioch to move forward with their plans for the golf course, they need to receive zoning approval from the Yellow Springs Planning Commission. On June 23rd, the commission approved Antioch's request to use 5 acres of the golf course for their planned solar array. Implementation of the solar arrays will begin soon. However, it is not currently known when and if Antioch will receive zoning approval to host large animals on the farm. The Yellow Springs Open Space Coalition is trying their best to prevent the college from hosting these large animals. Mike Kelly talks about their current plan.
We're going to continue to meet as an open space coalition and try and work with the village to make sure that the college follows all the applicable zoning laws.
It's not clear if the college plan for more animals on the farm will meet local zoning requirements. But whatever happens, the college has a long road ahead of it if it is to complete its plans for South Campus. Farm board member Nick Budis said,
Rome wasn't built in a day, and you don't build and design and plan and implement a farm project like that in a day or even a year.
For WISO Community Voices, this is Wyatt Sowers.